Not the female.
Bear.
We I didn't know we use that.
Hey, bear.
Just B-E-A-R, you know. Just refer to the individual as a bear, regardless to what context, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, hey.
Okay, what about a very attractive boy or man?
Yeah, again, you know, well, you know, you've heard some guys refer to as pretty, you know, pretty boy, or you know, if I were referring to a guy that really looked good to me, you know, if I thought the cat, and I'm far from being gay, but,
yeah,
you
right.
know, but just speaking of a cat complimentarily, I would have to say that, you know, that's a good-looking dude, and that's probably the way I would do it. That would be my terminology.
What about a very attractive girl or
what? Go on all day, man.
Yeah.
I think my favorite one is Fox. You know. I like to use Fox. But again, you know, somewhere a gangster would probably slip in there. I mean, you know, she was gangster. I guess Fox is the most common one that's used.
Okay. Okay, what would you call a person who likes to read all the time?
Bookworm.
Okay. And, say, a child in school who's always seeking the praise and attention of the teacher?
Has it or is seeking it. You're not talking about the teacher's pet kind of situation, but he's trying to be the teacher's pet or
okay, a teacher's pet already has the attention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is there a word for the person who is trying to get the attention?
I don't know. I'd call a student, I'd call them maladjusted, but, you know, I'm sure at some stage that, because I see it going on right now,
uh-huh.
but at some stage I'm sure that that's a normal, healthy kind of endeavor for a kid. I don't know. I can't think of a term that would just summarize it.
Okay, what about in college? Did you have any word for a person who always tried to get the grade? And
by that time, you know, we were off into things like brown nosing, for instance, you know. Apple polisher and things like that, which is still as commendable in college as it is in elementary school, I guess, but, you know, by that time, my orientation, I'd been in the service and seen guys bucking for promotions and all that. The social climbers and
okay, after kindergarten, you go into what?
Elementary school.
Okay, what grades are involved?
Well, our structure here in Alabama is a little different. Our elementary schools consist of grades 1 through 8. We don't have a junior high school.
Oh, okay.
Here in Birmingham, we don't have junior high school, you know, whereas we'd be 1 through 6 and 7 through 9 for a junior high school, and then, you know, 10 through 12 for high school. We don't have that. We have just 1 through 8 elementary. Well, we have K through 12 is how it's phrased.
Okay, yeah.
And then there's, you know, 10 through 12, 9 through 12 for high school.
9 through 12 high school, okay. What kind of fence would usually be found around a playground at a school?
Cyclone. They have been called cyclones,
oh, okay.
But it's what the steer is called. You know, it's the steer wire that gives the inverted square. Wait a minute. It's now there. I drew a mental blank, but I mean I know the term. It's the tip of my tongue, and I would refer to it that way too. But that second I lost it. Because Sears sells and advertises frequently here a galvanized steel fence, and it has another term. I mean, it has been referred to in this area as a cyclone fence, but there is another word for it, and I can't think of it. It'll come to me once I get, you know, first thing jumped in my mind was picket. I have to get the picket fence out of the way. I just can't think of what it's called.
Would you call it woven wire fence?
No.
Okay, how about the place that may be connected to a school where you can go play basketball?
Is that the gymnasium?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and,
gym.
Yeah. What do you call the place where the toilets are in the schools?